Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back. This is an important one. Welcome back. Hopefully you guys are doing awesome and taking care of yourselves. We have some really disturbing news coming out in mass media right now that states a Pentagon report released states that they have found no evidence of extraterrestrial cover-up or UFO cover-up at all. According to the New York Times, supposedly a very reputable source, right? Titled today states, Pentagon review finds no evidence of alien cover-up. So we're going to go through this article and a couple other ones and see what the fuck is going on. And I'm going to be swearing because I'm pissed. This is the problem, right? And this is a humongous, this is a turning point. So What our Congress people have said, okay, you have Congress, right? You have the law decision-making folks. Then you have the military, Pentagon. Basically, two different portions of the government. One stating, we have the witnesses. The other stating, we don't give a shit what you have. There is no cover-up. That's cause for, combustion. That's gonna create a humongous problem. So check this out. Okay, so I'm gonna go to Washington Post and I'm gonna go to the New York Times right now. So the new report suggests that the public's belief that the government is hiding what it knows will probably continue. So the report is saying, hey, you guys might continue to think we're hiding stuff, but it's not really true. Dude, this is what causes the Boston Tea Party, right? Taxation, bullshitation, giving us bullshit without representation. We have the representatives now. We have the representatives in Congress. They're saying, you guys have it. You, the power in the government, have it. The military might. The government, our representatives, our people that we elected, are saying you guys need to give it to us. You, the military, have to report to us. The military is saying, fuck you, we don't have to report to you. You don't belong here. You don't have a say so in what we do, and you are not representative of us. So what is the military now? I'm not saying all military is bad. I'm saying that the Pentagon and different portions of the Pentagon and different parts of the black government, dark government, the government that's hiding shit is the port of, that is the bad, the folks that are not allowing themselves to be represented by us. So what is that? That's like a foreign occupation, isn't it? That's a foreign military. Now, not responding to our statements from our representatives. So let's take a look at the Pentagon bullshit report here. Okay. So according to the New York Times, in the 1960s, secret test flights of advanced government spy planes started being seen, right? And new kinds of satellites and new kinds of things were put out there. The 63-page document is the most sweeping rebuttal the Pentagon has issued in recent years to counterclaims that it has information on extraterrestrial visits or technology. But amid widespread distrust of the government, widespread, not just me, not just you, but widespread across the United States. I mean, for all kinds of reasons. People are saying, we don't believe in you anymore. We don't have faith in our government anymore. We don't have faith, I have faith in, like, Tim Burchett and Representative Anna Paulina Luna. But that's probably about it. And the two other representatives that are helping them. But in this 63-page document, it states that the Pentagon does not have any UFOs at all. Major General Patrick Ryder, a Defense Department spokesman, said the Pentagon approached the report with an open mind and no preconceived notions. Bullshit. But simply found no evidence to back up claims of secret programs. Bullshit. We know they have secret programs, not even related to UFO stuff, related to psychic spy stuff that they didn't tell us about for like 50 years. But found no evidence to back up claims of hidden alien technology or anything else extraterrestrial. Okay, let's keep going. All investigative efforts at all levels of classification concluded that most sightings were ordinary objects and phenomena and resulted in misidentification. Dude, they're saying the same shit for the last 70 years. Dude, this is not the 1940s anymore. This is fucking 2024, dude. We got people coming forward saying, yes, I had to investigate all these branches of government. And they stated that there is a UFO conspiracy going on. We've got Grush. We've got Fravor. We've got Graves. We've got all these other guys that came forward back 20 years ago with the disclosure report. Carl Wolf, the military sergeant Wolf, not Wolf, I'm sorry, Sergeant, his name's escaping me right now. But he was part of the NBC crash retrieval team, the non-biological chemical retrieval teams. So we have all these people coming forward stating that this stuff exists. We have Jonathan Weygandt, my very first podcast, you know, and it's not a good one. I apologize because I didn't have a lot of energy back then, but, you know, I was sick during my first kind of year of podcasting, so I apologize. Anyway, so if you listen to some of those old ones, that's why. So now I'm feeling better, get my health back under control. So while many reports of what the government now calls unidentified UAPs basically remain unsolved, the new document states plainly there's nothing to see. The Pentagon's All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, man, they just got to make the fucking name so long that we don't even care anymore, concluded that if there were better quality data available, most of these cases could be identified and resolved as ordinary objects or phenomena. This is so much horse crap. This is so unbelievable that it makes me so mad. I'm so pissed to see this. This is just so much of a step back. If they just said, hey, yeah, we got secret weapons, cool. All right, we'll believe you. We'll have a little bit more confidence. But this American experiment is going to go down the fucking drain if they don't start being more honest with their people. Okay, they're going to have a real problem. You think January 6th, you know, and the issue with, you know, all those guys was a problem? That was nothing. That was nothing. Those guys just stormed the Capitol, and they didn't even accomplish shit. You know, they accomplished a whole bunch of prison sentences. If they want us to be a cohesive country, we have to be honest with our people. And the government is not being honest. They're not being truthful. So who do we trust? We trust ourselves and our own eyes, and sometimes our own eyes don't even tell us the truth. You have to live it, you know? Because of that missing data, going back to this article, the Pentagon officials in the past have often been resistant or reluctant to speak clearly about various incidents, saying they lack information to draw a conclusion. You know what? If they have a secret weapon, they're just not going to talk about it. They just don't want us to know because it's going to allow their enemies to know that they have secret weapons. So they're not going to say it. But at least if there was something, we know that they have secret regular human technology that they're working on, right? That goes along the lines with our timeline, along with the fact that we know that they have government alien ships that have crashed, that they're working on reverse engineering. Some of the planes might be ours, and they could say, hey, yeah, we've got secret planes, but we're not going to tell you about them. Well, that's all they got to do, to be honest. You know, that's all they got to do. I mean, we already have the government coming forth with Grush saying, We have non-human biologics, basically saying we got aliens. Great. We have people who've said they've seen the aliens. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Corso wrote an entire book about it called The Day After Roswell. He's the man that X-Files was written about. He's the man that was in control of the X-Files. He had to go through the reports and look through them and then dish them out to whoever. So this report
will not be the last word. Congress has mandated a second report by the Pentagon and passed a measure last year ordering the National Archives to declassify more records. NASA and the U.S. intelligence agencies are looking at ways to collect more comprehensive data about unexplained sightings. But none of these efforts are likely to deviate from the broad conclusions that are stated Friday. So you got Tim Burchett and Representative Pauline Luna basically probably getting pissed too, because they've spent so much time, so much effort going to, like, you know, Fort Eglin, you know, Eglin Air Force Base down in Florida, where they were denied access to individuals who have had and wanted to come forward regarding their alien ships encounters and their eyewitness encounters to alien ships. The office has not found any empirical evidence that reported sightings represent off-world technology. This is so much horseshit, man. You know, really, it just pisses me off, because when we think we're taking a couple steps forward, we're getting two steps back. You know, when they release shit like this, it's just, all they're doing is making us not believe in the government anymore. There's so much of that out there. There's so much dissent amongst people and authority. Period. Bar none. Nobody believes in cops anymore. And because they've lied. And then when they're on camera, they lie. And then we catch them in a lie. And then they say something different afterwards. So you have people not believing in the low, you know, the lowest level of government. You know, I'm not saying cops are low level. I'm just saying lower levels of government, local police and law enforcement, people don't have faith in that. People don't have faith in their mayors. People don't have faith in their governors. Really, a lot of people do not like their own governors. And then people really don't like their president most of the time. We complain about them. So you have so much in America that is not to be believed. And we're just finding out more and more that humans can't really be believed, right? We have a real problem with lying. So this is the real issue. You know, we want to believe. Just like Fox Mulder had his poster in his office, I want to believe. Just most people can't believe in the government. They can believe in extraterrestrials. They can't believe in their own government. Going back to this article, there are former government officials who firmly believe the United States has information about aliens and have heard reports about secret programs that are studying extraterrestrial technology. Those former officials have been star witnesses at congressional hearings. As part of the investigation, the Pentagon interviewed people who made claims to Congress that stated they had direct knowledge about government cover-up, and others who were said to have corroborating information. The overview of their accounts makes plain that most of the reports of alien technology are at best secondhand, and none of the firsthand reports were corroborated by other witnesses. Because nobody wants to come forward, because they were threatened. There was about 12 different people that were supposed to show up to this recent congressional hearing with Grush, and only three showed up. Nine of them got scared off. At the Disclosure Project's briefing in January, they had 12 people that were going to show up, and only, I think, five or six showed up. In the original Disclosure Project, they had about, I think they had about 10 total people there, maybe eight, and they had like 20 that were going to show up that got freaked out, scared off by the government. The Pentagon has also looked into classified and sensitive government programs that the whistleblowers have suggested were involved in examining captured alien spacecraft. The Pentagon concluded that while many of these programs represent authentic and current former sensitive national security programs, none of them were involved with capturing reverse engineering technology. What a bunch of horseshit. What about all these people who are getting flown out of Las Vegas, Nevada, on a Janet, was it Joint Army, Navy, and we'll just say extraterrestrial airplanes with the red stripes. I think that's, I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, but anyway, it's Joint, I think Army, Navy, something or other. And they fly into Area 51 on these huge planes, and nobody knows what the fuck's going on out there. Yeah, okay, just say you're working on spacecraft that's secret. Okay, cool, got it. okay, you want to say, hey, yep, something crashed back in the day. We collected it, and we're using it for our benefit. What's the harm in saying that? What's the harm in saying that? Nobody has ran into the streets freaked out by any information that we've received so far. Nobody. So why are we being such punk asses and chicken shits about giving out this information? Seriously, I know it's the highest level of security and secrecy, but come on, people. You can come up with this and just say, hey, yeah, I know. No, we have it. It's legit. No big deal. Okay, so let's move on to the Washington Post, and let's see if we can get some information there. So pull up Washington Post, and let's take a look at it. So Washington Post states, there we go. Yes, we know. Yes. Thank you. Stop there. All right, here we go. Pentagon report finds no evidence of alien visits or hidden spacecraft. I wonder if this is going to be like China, where they have the exact same article, just a different picture. Let's take a look. A lengthy Defense Department review of the U.S. government activities related to UAPs states that they have found no evidence of any UFOs, basically. The review publicly released on Friday covered all official U.S. investigative efforts from 1945 to the present. Did they really have that much time to go through every single file from 1945 to 2024? Are you fucking kidding me? 80 years of information? Go fuck off. They didn't have enough time to do that. I think the government gave them like 100 days, 120 days, maybe even 6 months, maybe even 180 days. That's not enough time to go through 80 years of information. That kind of exhaustive research would at least take a couple years in all reality, because you're talking about every different department of the government, and then all the different secret compartmentalized programs in the government too. Not to mention NASA, which is a totally separate entity. Not to mention, you know, SETI. Not to mention, you know, some of the government's agencies that we're not even talking about. CIA, FBI, DIA, right? All of those other ones. Where's all those reports? You're telling me they investigated 80 years worth of documents in 180 days? Fuck you. Okay? So It was unequivocal in its conclusions, finding no evidence that any investigation, academic-sponsored research, or official review panel has confirmed that any sighting of UAP represented extraterrestrial technology. Fuck you again, because they're saying no evidence that any academic-sponsored research. Notice the wording that they use. This is why you have to be cognizant about etymology, which is the origination of words. Academic-sponsored research. Academic-sponsored? Well, what about all the people that have been witnesses? It wasn't academic-sponsored. Okay, there's just damn witnesses. There's people like you and me. Maybe they're out on a farm and saw it. Maybe they got abducted. But we are talking about Grush, and they're saying that Grush is a liar. They're saying Grush came up with bullshit. They're saying Grush is made shit up. What about Fravor? One of the most decorated naval officers of all time. You're saying he's bullshitting? What about Graves seeing those black cubes, or the black spheres inside the invisible cubes? What about that? What about that shit? You're telling me we just have technology just floating up there? What about the spacecraft that multiple Navy witnesses saw coming out of the ocean multiple times? What about the Phoenix Lights, seen by thousands of people in Phoenix? Okay? I mean, this is just bullshit. It's bullshit, and you guys should be pissed. Everybody should be pissed, and I hope the future generation's pissed too. Because what this does is it perpetuates a whole bunch of shit that we don't need. It perpetuates our feeling alone. It perpetuates a denial in our advancements in technology in the public sector. The military is getting stronger, and then one day they're just going to take over. It perpetuates a lot of other issues that we have: racism, socialism, a reduction in the economy. How does it promote racism? Think about it. Again, like Reagan said, if everybody knew that there was an alien threat out there, don't you think our issues would fade away? If we knew that there was an alien threat, wouldn't our issues start to melt away? And he said, I ask you this, is there not already an alien threat amongst us? Holy shit, the president actually came out and said it, and a Republican at that, funnily enough. So you're telling me that all this stuff is bullshit? You're telling me all this stuff is, their reports are legit? A new report compiled by the Arrow office addressed a lot of these allegations. Arrow determined, based on all the evidence provided to date, that all the claims involving specific people, known locations, technological tests, and documents allegedly involved in or related to reverse engineering of extraterrestrial technology are inaccurate. What about the folded over piece of paper that the fine Air Force gentleman who was kneeling down next to the crashed silver space balloon, right, weather balloon, on Jesse Marcel's ranch, with the folded over piece of paper that stated, we found three bodies and two craft that we can see clear as day with new technology? What about that document? Did they look at that document? Did they have that one? Because I guarantee you, sure as shit, they're not bringing that one up, are they? If they did, then who wrote it? Are you saying the person that wrote it was wrong? They're saying that that's inaccurate? They found three alien bodies? They couldn't tell the difference between an alien body and a human body? Couldn't tell the difference between their own spacecraft or any other known spacecraft and an alien spacecraft? That when you walk in there, the only thing they have on the panel are hands and there's an extra fucking finger? Here's an extra finger for you. Right here. Go fuck yourself, government. So, even though the report was published, critics of the office had questioned whether or not they would be hamstrung by the lack of access to highly classified material. The office devised a secure process to review so-called special access programs. Really? Bullcrap. They didn't have access to all the special access programs because nobody does. Because only the people that need to know about them. So they didn't have access to all of that. So they can easily say, plausible deniability, we didn't know about it, couldn't know about it, therefore it doesn't exist. Again, F you. Okay, this is why people don't believe in you, because you're saying one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing. You're saying they don't wash each other, but somebody knows something, and somebody can come forward and say that, and they could say, yeah, we know this, and we know that, and da-da-da-da-da. They said investigators had access to a wide range of government departments and facilities, agencies, including the Defense Department and the military services and the intelligence community, including the CIA, the Energy Department, and Homeland Security and the National Archives. Now, see, isn't it interesting that they have the Energy Department on board? Well, the Energy Department, the only reason they're in this at all is because originally the Energy Department was tasked with the Manhattan Project, the atomic bomb. So ever since then, they've been part of high energy, high explosives devices that they have to monitor. But they've always shown up, the Energy Department, of all departments, Energy Department has always shown up at UFO crash sites. Just listen in again, like I say, listen in to the Jonathan Weygandt podcast that I had way back in 2020, my very first one, talks about how he saw guys with Department of Energy, the DOE vans pulled up with DOE on them. And guys have DOE suits on, or DOE jackets with the patches on them. They showed up in hazmat suits. They were collecting stuff, and he was part of the Marines. He was a Marine that was sent down there on a six-hour mission to go check out this crashed craft. So where they were at in Peru, he had to drive 6 hours with his group and go investigate this crash. And they were briefed and said these guys could be friendlies. These aliens could be friendlies. And when they went down there, they were yelled at by the DOE to get the hell out of there. So the DOE, you're telling me the DOE has more power than the military? Now who runs the DOE, Department of Defense or Department of Energy, right? Is it elected officials? That might be something to look at. But anyway, just reviewing this regurgitated crap, and some 25-year-old probably had to sit there and write, you know, and come up with enough bullshit to write about in these different newspapers. Nothing against 25-year-olds. I've been 25 myself. But what I'm saying is that it's just fluff stuff that they have to put out. The real issue in this particular podcast is that the Pentagon, once again, is not coming forward with the truth. The government, I shouldn't say the government, I should say just the Pentagon, is not coming forward with the truth. So you have this military, the one Eisenhower warned us about, the military-industrial complex, is keeping the truth from you. Our elected officials are trying now to get it out. Our presidents have tried to get it out. They've been unsuccessful. Where there is might, there is power. And they want to keep that power. So, I support the military. However, there's people within the military that are keeping advancements from us, especially during this time of economic crisis where we're all hurting. We all can't pay our bills. We can't fight. We're having a tough time even surviving. If we could at least alleviate some of the energy problems that we've had, then we could have more food on our tables. We could have free electricity at least. You know, take that off of our heavy lifting, right? You'd have less people committing suicides. You have less people, you know, jumping off bridges and jumping out of Apple phone companies, you know, because they'd have the energy to create some of these things a lot easier. They wouldn't have to be killing ourselves trying to make a living. And then we'd have more hope because we'd know that there's people out there that are not just human, but we can learn from their societies. We can only learn from our own human history, which is very narrow, very small. There's a lot of different societies out there that we could learn from that they know about. If we can learn from those societies and not kill ourselves in the process, hey, the little grays, they survived this way. This is how they avoided total catastrophe. Maybe let's follow this lead in our own way. Hey, the Pleiadians, they achieved peace and harmony amongst their people by doing this and learning from that. I'm not saying we have to copy them. We can come up with our own methods, but I'm just saying, hey, let's try to devise a new roadmap. Let's put out this information to the world. Let's get it out there. Julian Assange was one of those guys that tried to do that. He got imprisoned. He made his way into the Ecuadorian embassy for a while, for a decade or so, but eventually Ecuador elected a president that said, hey, I'm going to get Assange out of our embassy, and he turned him over. So, where do we sit? Where do we go from here? I'll leave that up to you. Maybe another podcast. Anyway, guys, I hope you're taking care of yourself spiritually, physically, emotionally, taking care of your loved ones, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and as always, continuing to question the universe around you. Please be well. Please share light, share positivity, share love to all those around you. And please share the podcast. And that would help me out tremendously. If you like the podcast, that would help. I'm not even asking for donations anymore. I'm just asking for shares. So some of the old podcasts that I've been releasing from the archives, might have subscription in there. Don't even worry about it. You don't have to donate if you don't want to. Just share it. That would mean more to me than anything else. I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. Lockdown Universe out. Peace.